As we said, the victims of this attack were all Marines. Jeff Edwards is also a Marine, an Iraq veteran, and now a blogger in Memphis, Tennessee. I asked him how he reacted to the news.
Well, I think my reaction, along with a lot of the veteran community at first, was, a lot of anger and frustration, you know, that the attack happened here on our soil, and it happened against Marines who were likely just doing their routine jobs here stateside. You know, but as the more I thought about it and the more the anger kind of settled, you know, I realized that, you know, that these fallen Marines were warriors, and, you know, the Marines aren't afraid of a fight. And as I wrote on my blog, I basically said that when Marines are born, when they're made for the fight. Whereas whoever perpetrated this attack may feel like they've accomplished something, you know, really the only thing they've done is encourage other young men to become Marines.
You know, my first thought was, after you leave the battlefield in Iraq or Afghanistan, I would imagine, you know, you sort of breathe a sigh of relief and you feel safe. Because when you're there at any moment, wherever you are, there is the possibility of danger. And now you're back in the States and that doesn't exist anymore. Do you think that sort of feeling of fear pops up at all among folks who have deployed?
I think there certainly is a relief when you come back stateside from Iraq. But, I think there's not a sense of fear amongst the military or the veteran community. I think for us, it should heighten our vigilance. You know, it should heighten our willingness to fight when needed. Rather than and be afraid anytime you put on the uniform or anytime that, you know, you identify yourself as a veteran, you're going to be attacked. I think rather the call ought to be is to be ready for anything.
We sent a message out to a group of veterans who follow us. And one person said that service personnel should not be seen in uniform. You should take bumper stickers off your cars. Is that something you would agree with?
No, I wouldn't. Obviously everybody, is free to do as they please and to operate with whatever operational security they feel like that they need to. But I think heightened vigilance is probably the answer. You know, it doesn't sound enjoyable to me to think about the idea that our men and women in military can't walk around in uniform in our own country. You know, to me, that's the opposite reaction we ought to have. I think we ought to be smart, stay safe, but not personally restrict any liberty we have to operate as we need to here in this country. You know, to just completely not be able to wear the uniform you're proud of in your own country, it just something doesn't really set right with me about that.
You pretty ticked off by this?
Yeah, definitely. Marines were here stateside doing their routine jobs, you know, here amongst our own population. You know, you think of Marines, you know, falling in combat, it should be overseas fighting where we're supposed to be fighting. This is our home. It's an affront to our liberty. And it's something that, we shouldn't be afraid of a fight. You know, there's lots of reasons why, you know, this might have happened if you look at the international politics or religion. But in the end, it's the fight we're in, and we can't be afraid of it.
All right. Jeff Edwards, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Blogger Jeff Edwards served with the Marines in Iraq. As I mentioned, we got a lot of texts from our community of veterans when we asked about the attack and how it affects their sense of security. Many agree with Jeff that service personnel need to increase their vigilance. One who grew up with terrorism in Europe in the 80s urged everyone to be more aware of their surroundings. And several complained about restrictions on their ability to carry weapons for self-defense. A few were dismissive of the threat altogether, saying they were more worried about bad meat from China or even the NSA. There was one vet who wanted to throw all Muslims out of the country, but another said the best response would be to go out today and befriend a Muslim, and reminded us of the national motto, E Pluribus Unum. If you'd like to join our online veterans community, just text RETURN to 69866. That's RETURN to 69866.